Hello, welcome to the Bat-Sized Manga Podcast. This week we're talking about Dragon Ball's chapter 301 to 310, or if you're me, 107 to 116. This week, as always, I'm joined by Hut, Cringe Resistance Zero.
Yo. That's, yeah.
Ryu, Detony Addict.
Yes, I have an issue.
And I'm your host, Ben. Let's get to the chapter, shall we?
And we shall. We continue right where we left off, of course. Piccolo versus Frieza. Shit is getting wild. Anyone want to jump in? Like, opinions?
Frieza's next transformation looks like an eggplant.
You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of the alien from Alien.
That's probably where
Toriyama drew inspiration from that. So.
Yeah, Xenomorph from Alien, yeah.
This is the goofiest fucking Xenomorph.
It really is. The spiky the spikes from everything is funny.
But also, I can't think of anything more cursed than, like, halfway transformation Frieza.
When he does a scream, the mouth, opening.
The panels where he's, like, transforming, and, like, the spikes come out of his back, and I'm like, and, like, they pan to the front, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is so cursed.
It looks so, then he's, like, his head, like, here. Too.
He looks like he's screaming in pain. He's generally, like, screaming. And like the noise,
is
like
it in pain, or is it just Dragon Ball power up?
I mean, you hear like,
but
he makes noises like that.
His body is also morphing. That's the thing. Like, I probably like screaming for the power up as well, right? But I'm like, his body is literally morphing and changing itself. So I was like, that's got to do something, right?
I don't like this form though. I hate this form.
It's the most forgotten form.
It's like, fair.
People remember base, then like two. Whatever the other one, two, and final form Frieza. Nobody gives a shit about this one.
It fits, you know. No, but like
I was doing it, and I got on the last one. I was like, wait a minute.
That fits too perfectly. Yeah. No, like it doesn't change much from form one. It changes like the head shape, like it lengthens. It gets a few spikes in the back.
It gets bigger.
The arm plates. But, like, the rest of the body stays about the same. It's just its upper body that turns a little bit, like, chest and up. But besides that, not really.
It's like, what if a gamer made the Xenomorph? Like, they just gave him more colors?
More spikes, yeah.
RGB, RGB Xenomorph.
Hilarious.
RG Xenomorph? Oh. That didn't work.
I do find funny that, like, the imaginated fucking Form 4, when he was talking about Form 4, and then, let's just get a bit of a skip forward, but he's talking about, I have another form, which is even stronger, and then I don't remember who imagined it, but like, they were imagined, like, the form even more spikes, I think probably it was Krillin like, more spikes, and an even longer neck, like, her head.
At that point.
Look, it would be logically consistent, we've been about it, the neck game would have been crazy!
It reminds you of the image of, like, the dog. Like, if a dog grew up, like, how it would in the first year. Like, had, like, very long legs, long, like, very short body, long tail. Like, you know that image?
Probably
very vague. It was the horse. It was something like that. Anyway, like, it's, like, an animal that, like, grows weird, like, in, like, stages. Like, the body grows differently based, like besides the rest of the body.
Probably the way you explained that, like, the first time around, I just, like, was thinking of that, like, Aristotle, like, quote, where, like, they were talking about, like, defining what a human being is, and it was, an animal that can't breathe underwater or something, and they grabbed the fucking chicken, and I was like, behold, a human! Oh no! It was a bird. It was a bird without feathers. Was the definition, and then they just got a featherless chicken and went, "Behold, a human."
Ah, yes.
That's what when you went from dog to horse. I was like, "This is just."
I don't remember.
I feel like
image.
That's what that is.
But it's something along the lines of like that. Like the growth pattern of that animal is just really funky. Mm-hmm. Like the legs or compared to the body, grow differently. So like someone interpreted like that, made a drawing about like how it would grow if everything grew equally or everything was flipped or whatever around, and so it looked really cursed, like very long legs and like weird shape of the head, like a very long nose as well. Probably find it if I look for it, but
I feel like it would be interesting if you also did that for like humans, if you like said like their growth for the first like year or two, if you just like had that growth go through like the entire like life, like the entirety of life, like consistently,
it would be like 4 meters easily.
Yeah, or like, yeah. What if you cap that at like 20, right? So instead of your like teenage growth spurt, it's just baby growth.
Ooh,
continuously. I mean,
how tall do you think you would be at that point?
I don't know.
Like, do babies grow quick?
I mean, the first year they grow a lot. Yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah, my nephew is now a year old. He became a year old like a month ago now, and he's changed a lot from like a newborn to now. So, I'd say, grow like in 1 year as from a newborn to like a 1 year old. I'd say you grow a lot. Yeah.
All right. So that's how I would shake up the NBA.
Yeah, you know,
genetically modify humans.
Yep. Get a whole team of them.
So would we have like
isn't that just a plot of Space Jam?
He's not genetically modified. He's just,
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. I just know they do weird shit.
Oh yeah, the aliens modify themselves, you know, to be able to.
See.
The aliens all have their own niches. They do different things depending on which one you're talking about.
They steal the talent from the NBA All-Star players.
Are you talking about the second Space Jam? When did this movie come out?
The first one. And
when did this movie come out?
Like
1980 something, or 90 something.
Space Jam release date. November 15th, 1996.
96. Okay, so All Stars at that time would probably be, like Isaiah Thomas, Akeem Olajuwon, those guys, like. I mean, Kareem, Magic, Bird had all like bowed out at that point. I don't know much about like the 90s. Like, if it was 2000s, I could give you a whole list of all stars that would have been yoinked. But like, this is around the time that like Kobe got drafted, and like Shaq was new at the time.
So, yeah, like,
he might have been an all star in 96. I don't know when Shaq's first like all star. Appearance was
okay, so they steal from Charles Barkley, Sean Bradley,
not the round mound of rebound,
Sean Bradley, Patrick Ewing, Larry Johnson,
Ewing,
yeah, Larry Johnson,
I should have
Muggsy Bogues.
Okay, I don't know like two of those at least, so I don't know the fuck. Patrick Ewing and I forgot the first one. What was the first one again?
Charles Barkley.
Yeah, Charles Barkley. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But
makes sense. The other three? Nah, I've probably heard of them, but I don't remember their play styles.
I don't know the Maybe last you'll see one them. At all. I'm a be real, but
they couldn't get Hakeem up in here.
I don't know. They infiltrated NBA games, like several NBA games, but like I guess they're just like, we can steal from that person, we can steal from him, we can steal from him, you know, just like picking people. But they must have done their research, some research, right? So at least I'd hope so.
I mean, it makes sense that if they did like a little bit of research, they hit Patrick Ewing, because the Knicks were like the biggest NBA team ever. Like the New York Knicks as like a franchise are like the biggest of like any other franchise. They were worth the most up until Steph Curry backpacked the Warriors to that title.
Yeah, makes sense.
Backpacked is an understatement. Anyways,
it was hiking. Anyway,
should probably go back
to Dragon Ball. Yeah.
Oh my god. Anyways.
So I would say that it's not normally like this for new viewers, but that's a borderline.
We're 31 episodes in. They can handle it.
Yeah.
If this is the first episode you're watching, what are you doing, man? Go back to episode one.
On the front. Anyways, I feel kind of bad for Piccolo.
He came in all like talking like heavy, like, I'm going to take you for my people that I don't even know, and the entirety of Earth, and then just like...
I mean, he technically knows them now through Nail. He knows Dende and stuff, yeah. Right?
Yeah, so, like, you know, it gets the memories. Also, like, I don't, like, you don't need to have lived somewhere your entire life to, like, if you do, like, have a connection with a place, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. Still, like, I've never been to Suriname,
but, like, I still have a connection to the country, even though I've never been there.
Yeah, yeah, no, I feel like it's still, like, he still has some of that because of, like, Kami, I feel, as well. Like, Kami doesn't even remember, but Kami still did come from that.
I see. The only person that would remember is the being that came before Kami, like the whatever.
Yeah,
they were.
Kamikolo.
Kamikolo.
But they hadn't split yet when he was when Kami was a child, which that is that part that Kami did remember when he was talking about like the mountains and like where he shipped him.
Kamikolo works better than trying to put Piccolo at the start and Kami at the back.
Kami.
Kimi.
I like Pimi better, though.
Pimi is hilarious.
Pimi is fucking great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness.
Bro.
Please don't. There has to be fan art of this.
It's just the same. It's just a younger. Yeah, she's asleep.
But,
this is a
yeah,
younger comic.
I feel bad for Piccolo because he was like, okay, let me get serious now. He takes off his weights. Frieza's like, no, I'm not dealing with this. Then just transforms and then starts beating him.
It's so, like, ironic that this section of the manga is so fast. Like, they actually, like, cut a lot of what could have been filler.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, if like, for people who are familiar with the anime, they did not do that in the anime.
They had two choices because they were catching up with the manga, right? At this point in the anime, they were getting very close. They had two options. One, do a filler arc just in the middle, to like, you know, like Bleach style, right?
Or Naruto.
Or two.
Bleach is more famous for it somehow.
Yeah, because strange. Their arcs are longer and they actually have like huge.
Yeah, it's mostly because like Naruto does have a lot of filler. But also, the pacing within certain episodes, or stretches of episodes, is also bad, because then they, like, also try and, like, fill up episodes in that way. Bleach doesn't do that. They're just like, oh shit, we're up to date, fucking filler arc, go!
And then they just wait till they're up, till the manga is far ahead again, then they catch up. Instead of Naruto just trying to, like, stay just behind the entire time, like, One Piece
is
doing.
Yeah, like, One
Piece. Bleach is kind of better than that. Bleach is my preferred way of, like, in series doing.
Because you
that.
Can just skip the arc and just have no non-canon, instead of having to, like, skip out half episodes. And, like,
but, like, at the during the time, it's different, right? Watching an episode like that, or watching a whole filler arc weekly.
Like,
I have no perspective on, like, being up to date with that stuff, because I watched all the Big Three, like, when they were finished. Well, One Piece isn't, but you know what I mean. Like, around similar times. So, like, so for Naruto, I would just, like, watch him, like, damn, this is kind of, like, you know, like, slow, but I was binging it, so it didn't matter that much. But then I got the Bleach, and I was like, damn, this shit's lightning quick.
Yeah.
Filler.
Yeah, I watched the War Arc weekly for Naruto, because I was still there during that time.
That's a rough one to watch weekly, specifically.
It was only like the latter half of the arc where I got to, and that was rough. That was really rough. But
but the thing with this is, like, I watched Dragon Ball, like, the anime first. Like, this is the first time that I'm reading the manga.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like Namek is kind of infamous for its pacing, because like the anime was terrible with pacing, which is like, and I knew that going in. But even still, this section feels so fast in the manga. Holy shit.
I have
even knowing that it was going to be
but
fast.
Even I feel like things, it's pretty quick, like, how shit is, like, moving. Like, things are happening right after another. Like, I have not seen the anime. I don't have perspective on how slow it is. I've never even heard of that, to be fair. That it is slow, which is funny. If it's that infamous, but, you know.
It is. Like, there is
maybe
a
I
very
just not
famous,
seen it around.
Like, meme.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into when, like, the manga occurrences for that happen.
Yeah, fair enough. But, like, for me, even then, it's still so quick. It's like we got the balls. Okay, we did our wishes. Piccolo's here. Frieza does his shit. We have to defend. Okay, Piccolo's here now. Piccolo's fighting. Like, shit is just constantly just moving. There's no, like, I don't know, like, we're gonna grab some apples from the apple yard. You wanna join? Like, kind of random fucking as.
Yeah, no, like, it's honestly crazy how, like, frantic the vibes are in, like, Dragon Ball. I think, like, the only series that I feel, like, semi-consistently does, like, a similar frantic vibe, and it's gonna be weird because I've been, like, literally complained about this series today, is Demon Slayer, with, like, how they're, like, scrambling. I have my complaints about Demon Slayer, but, like, specifically, they do be scrambling every single arc, like, holy shit, what the fuck, we need to get him. Like, that is the Demon Slayer struggle.
Yeah. I mean, it does feel like, they're literally struggling. They're like, oh, we have to beat him, we have to do this, and they don't know how to. They're just constantly like, we have to give it our all to save the world, not in just the world, we have to save the universe of this motherfucker, right? Yeah. So,
yeah, but which is interesting because, like, they are, like, saving the universe technically from Frieza, but that's not at all why they're doing it.
Yeah, that's
kind of just like side benefit.
It's just personal business, and they're like, I guess we'll save the universe.
Yeah, they would have, like, just if they could have, they would have gotten their wish from the Dragon Balls and left the universe with Frieza and not done anything about that ish.
Yeah, and you know,
like,
what?
Well, we have to beat him now.
To be fair, you know, it's not their business to beat this tyrant, you know.
True,
but
he won't let them leave, so they have to beat him now.
Yeah. So it's, you know, now you got him.
We don't know that. They could have just asked, like, "Hey, can we leave? We'll leave you alone." And then might have just be suffering.
I feel like there's an honest to goodness chance that Frieza would have been like, "Yeah, fuck it, why not?"
Because Frieza doesn't know that, like, if, like, that Piccolo's back means the Kami's back, that means that we have Dragon Balls again. He doesn't know that. He doesn't have that contact.
If they didn't oppose him the entire previous, like, half of the arc, if they just stayed out of his way and that was the first time they clashed and it was like, hey, can we leave? There you go. Like, here's the Dragon Balls, have fun with the rest of the wishes. I think they would have honestly gotten away. They would not. Like, Frieza would have just been like, good sports.
Yeah, you know what? I got the Dragon Balls.
They're not going to do that because Goku wants to save people. So
yeah,
by having,
like, Goku wouldn't have allowed it. But, like, Krillin would have definitely been like, oh, yeah, sure, fine, see ya.
See ya later, yeah. I'm going home.
Krillin would have taken the chance in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but, like, Krillin and Gohan, they'd probably oppose it. But, like, Piccolo would be like, yeah, sure, but, you know what, I agree with Krillin. Let's go, you know, it's that. So, like,
okay, so you said that Krillin and Gohan would oppose it.
Goku and Gohan is what I meant. Goku and Gohan.
I feel like Gohan
has been hanging out with Krillin a lot, you know.
Yeah, but
I have an influence. I don't know.
And yeah. Piccolo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, he sees Piccolo as this unk at this point as well.
Yeah, true.
Like a senpai or anything.
But Gohan was also the one that opposed Frieza to begin with because he was killing the villagers.
True. He still got that hope in his eyes that the world hasn't crushed out of him yet.
I feel bad for him, man. This is his second, like, life or death encounter. No, third, actually. Raditz,
third, yeah.
Say this, like, Vegeta, Nappa, and now Frieza. This is... I feel bad for this kid, bro.
This This kid is gonna grow up someday, and then, like, what then?
He has two options, right? Yeah. Like, he has the two options that anybody with, like, severe trauma has. Mm-hmm. Depressed motherfucker or the goofiest man alive.
Or get therapy and hope for the best.
This is anime, we don't do therapy.
Nope.
Therapy's therapy, you know.
Just man up.
Nah, we need therapy anyway.
Oh my god.
I'm pretty sure there are Dragon Ball fans who have said that about, like, characters before.
Yeah, like, for sure.
That feels like a very, like brain dead take that I could see on, like, Twitter or something.
It reminds me of, like, the Gaara take. Ugh.
Yeah, so the Gaara take is so awful.
Dumb, bro.
So god awful.
Ugh.
There's, like, a character.
I know what Gaara is.
Yeah, he's just, like, super murderous at the start, and then at some point he becomes, like, a good person, and people are like, biggest downgrade in history. I'm like, Jesus Christ!
How dare he like gardening, bro? Get back to the
How dare he
killing.
not murder people all the time anymore?
It's Naruto just hit him with a talking no jutsu and he became good. That's all that happened. Like, there's nothing else.
Yes, definitely. Nothing else happened.
No.
Nothing else happened.
No, nothing at all, bro. Naruto is basic, no nuance.
They're just talking manga, right? They don't fight at all.
No, like if you read Death Note, it's pretty much like Death Note.
Cool. Like a psychological murder.
And it really falls off on the second half, and there's nothing redeemable about the second half at all, ever. I
It sounds
hate
like
that
something
thing so
cool.
much. I saw somebody on Twitter be like, "Oh, the second half of Naruto falls out is like no, like the first half is good, and there's nothing good in the second half." I'm like, I want to punch this guy in the
Yeah,
face.
my
Oh
friend
my
is one of
god.
those
Second half
people.
being Shippuden, I assume.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Shippuden.
yeah.
I
My
want to punch
friend
him in
is
the
one of those
fucking
people.
face.
It's
Oh
crazy.
my god.
It's a dumb
I feel
thing.
like if we're doing season two, I feel like Naruto's a good one.
Yeah, agreed. Naruto is great. I can do the fucking actual physical volumes this time.
I'll read
Anyways.
it backwards. I'll start at the end.
Interesting.
So
twist.
we're
Never
talking
let
about
them know your next move.
Oh,
we're talking about like giant chakra beasts, and we're talking about fucking kids in like kindergarten.
We're talking about bro, Naruto just got out of school, bro. Isn't that crazy? And then fucking
Meanwhile, me, I'm like, I have seen unimaginable horrors.
talk about this wholesome arc where they just eat food and best like I've seen genocide, bro. I don't know about you.
He's in a corner in his room just in shock. The entire episode. He's just sitting there.
Oh goodness.
Oh
Okay.
my god.
So let's talk
Probably
about
get back to
Vegeta's
topic.
ploy.
Yeah,
So
probably
Vegeta's
do
ploy is actually like a really good like
that.
use of like the system that he finds himself in. Or just like just kill me and heal me. Or well not kill, get me to near death and heal me. And it's
Almost
like
kill me.
yeah, and it's like a really
Yeah.
good like use of the Senkai boost. Like we're in a tough spot, we gotta do this, this'll work. And like it seems good, but obviously he gets bozoed. But one of the things that he said made me like have a pause for a second because
To Goku or before that?
he said about Goku, like before Goku arrived, he said that if Kakarot arrived, you know, he wouldn't get any stronger, which implies that he thought Goku wouldn't get stronger from getting to near death. Which would seem to mean that not every single Saiyan gets the Senkai boost. But that is reserved for specific Saiyans. And
Yeah.
that means, like, I gotta be honest, that kind of sucks more than just Saiyans having that off rip. Because, like, it was cool to, like, compare Vegeta and Goku when they both had that. And it was just like, this is just a thing of their species that's base level. Whatever, so like it's just about how you're gonna use those. And now, like, instead of Vegeta being like Vegeta and Goku just having different like starts of where they came from, they both happen to have been blessed with this power that like that only select Saiyans have. And obviously this is reading into like into text very deeply, but like if that is the case, that does like undercut Goku a little bit. I would
I
say.
think it's more of how a class thing of how Vegeta views it, right? Because he's an elite and
Yeah.
Goku's a low class Saiyan. I think that's how I interpret it anyways, that since
I feel
Goku
like then I would think that he would say he won't get strong enough, but he just said he won't get stronger.
in my
Maybe
translation, says
Vegeta
he won't.
thinks, I think that it says Vegeta thinks that Goku has reached his peak. Because he's a low
Yeah.
class Saiyan. I think it's more of a that way than a Vegeta being.
Yeah, and like he's been. Yeah, I think it's more about, the system he's been
And
raised, that
Vegeta
low class
also is just
Saiyans are like a
delusional.
lot. Yeah, and like that low class Saiyans are just like a lot worse than him because he's been essentially raised in like his bubble of superiority by, the elites.
Yeah.
So
That is true.
I think it's more of that. Also, Vegeta survived a while with that hold in his chest. Damn. Like, that was a pretty big hole too.
It's like this big of a hole, yeah, like a head.
Yeah, it was like,
size. Yeah, so like in the official he says Kakarot is a low class fighter. He won't get any stronger.
That's what he thinks. I think it's more of what he thinks than an actual like or like a blatant lie to
get him. Like, I think you can definitely interpret it as Vegeta thinking that Goku has hit his ceiling, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Gohan's Rage Boost still going strong with Frieza.
That was crazy. Yeah.
But he also got Tenkai boosted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah.
So I think it's like a combination of both.
Mm-hmm. Also, Vegeta, like, being able to see the beams from Frieza's fourth form is crazy. Because no one else could. Like, speed-wise. Like, even Piccolo, who we know is now a lot stronger than either Gohan or Krillin. Like, he even couldn't see it.
Also, Frieza did the thing of going after the healer first.
Yeah.
Which,
He did the good thing for us.
That's pretty good.
Rose played Overwatch before.
Yeah, exactly. Target the healers and you're good.
Yeah.
Also, I just wanted to talk about how I find it hilarious how Vegeta decided to, like, save Gohan just by, like, kicking him in the face. Is like, dodge, idiot! And just kicks him in the face.
Also, dodge! Before, I forgot to mention something. Like, Vegeta gets healed by Dende, and then Dende, like he kicks Dende because Dende didn't want to heal him at first. Mm. Ah, yeah, that's a nice way to make Dende convinced that you are a good person now.
Yeah, like if you get hurt brother, one... At that time, he didn't know. So, like, if he got hurt one more time, then they wouldn't have healed him, bro. He would have let him die. Like... And that would be very deserved. He made a very good argument. Like, bro, you killed my people. You've not been nothing but ruthless. You're just like Frieza. The only thing, you know, reason you're helping us is for mutual benefit. Screw you. I'm not going to help you. So the only reason he decided to help was because Piccolo slash Nail, you know, convinced him, yeah, you know, that we need Vegeta. Vegeta's like, nah, screw you. You're lucky that I let you live after not healing me. Like, bitch, shut up, bro. Shut the
like,
fuck up.
Vegeta eradicated an entire village to get one Dragon Ball. Hmm. Like, yeah, nah. Just no.
Yeah. So dumb. Also, I feel bad for Dende. He got kicked, so he was, like, hurt on the ground, and next thing he knows is that he's dead, so, like...
Blown up, yeah. I feel like even if he was still alive, and, like, Vegeta was in his stead that he was after a fight with Frieza, then they wouldn't have given a fuck.
He wouldn't have healed him, and I was
he
like,
wouldn't
yeah.
have healed him, I wouldn't have.
I would have actually liked it if Dende was like, bitch.
And then he got blown up.
It would have been hilarious.
I'm not gonna heal you. Blows up. Just...
Oh my god. But yeah, this Frieza looks a lot different now. Very.
Yeah, for Frieza is like a lot smaller. I mean, it feels like it gets more agile because of it. It doesn't really have like raw.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, like the thing that like surprised me about this, because obviously I'm very like used to the like anime version of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like It this is a thing that's like more common in like different series and even this one. Like the first time we see like a form or a new character or like something like that, it always looks a bit different than it ends up looking if after like a long time. Like the anime version, like the proportions are slightly different, and like that just fucked with my brain whilst I was reading it. I was like, it looks weird.
His face looks weird. Like I've seen, of course, I've obviously seen this form before in like the anime clips or whatever, like small anime bits and Bob has saw, but like the face, I don't remember. So the face looks so weird to me on the Frieza's form, because I'm now used to Frieza's like first and second form, where his face is kind of like, I don't know, different. I don't know how to explain it. It just looks weird. I don't know. I don't like the look of him.
So, can we talk about how Vegeta constantly just talks about him being the Super Saiyan, bro? He's like...
He just keeps talking about Super Saiyan, and he's like, who's Kakarot to the Super Saiyan? No, yeah, it's me! I have become the legendary Super Saiyan.
Like, why are you so obsessed with this, bro? We get it! Chill!
Like, he's like, for his mind, he has gone beyond what he thought possible for his species. And those things, he is on god level of strength. He can't beat Frieza, but like, he doesn't, like, Goku doesn't care. He's like, shut up, bro. Like, Goku, like, when he was talking to Goku, Goku's like, and?
He
was like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro?
Are you delusional? I mean, you're almost dead, so probably.
I'm not gonna bring that up yet. First thing, we get to see Vegeta be a bitch. Absolute bitch.
In what sense of the word?
Nah, him just crying after Frieza shows, like, bro, I'm just stronger than you. He little broed him, bro. He was like, yeah, I'm stronger than you. Chill out. And then
he also says, like as he drifts into unconsciousness, he says, fool, but he stutters. And I have my hand over the other text bubble, so I just saw F, and I was like, fuck. Vegeta just goes unconscious after Frieza murders him, and he just goes, fuck.
Hilarious.
Slumps over.
Ugh, but yeah, first, this is the first time Vegeta's ever cried, like, shed tears of desperation, or despair, is what it said, right?
Yeah. Like, fear. He felt, this is the true first time, like, that he truly felt fear.
Yeah, and this, and then he just gave up. This is the first time, like, he's ever, like, now his will is shattered, right?
Yeah.
And this reminded me a lot of, like, Black Clover, where Asta, during the first chapter, you know, when he got beaten by the chain guy, he just, like, gave up. His will also was broken. That was the first time he was like, maybe I can't do this. Until he was, you know, brought back by. So, like, he was shown that, no, I can do this. So he, like, that's what, from that day on, he, like, stopped giving up altogether. And he, like, decided that he was gonna, you know, stay on and go hard regardless anyways, right? That kind of reminded me of this, where now Vegeta's will is broken, so I kind of hope, you know, maybe, you know, bounce back better than ever, right? But now he's dead, so it doesn't really matter. Anyways, thing I wanted to discuss, now that Vegeta's dead, right, and he had that talk with Goku, this is the first time Goku genuinely, like, he more, like, accepts his Saiyan side. He talks about how he wants to share a bit of the pride he has with Vegeta, and, like, he's gonna take a bit of that Saiyan pride Vegeta has and actually, you know, incorporate it into himself now for this, you know, this against Frieza, right?
Did I miss a page?
No, for my translation, he says... Here, wait, let me find it. He said, I get it now. You weren't just upset that your Saiyan friends were killed. You despised being his puppet, didn't you? I may have hated you, but you had that pride of a Saiyan. Now I'm going to share a part of that pride. And then he says, I was raised on Earth, but I'm a Saiyan as well. And for all the Saiyans that you've killed, as well as the people of Planet Namek, I'm going to take you down. So, essentially, without any stipulations this time...
He does feel like he does feel like he is a Saiyan.
This time, it's not saying, like, oh, I'm a Saiyan, but I was raised on Earth, I'm an Earthling. This time, it's like, I was raised on Earth, but this time the stipulation is that he is a Saiyan. That he... And he's going to, you know... fight for the Saiyan people, so to speak, right?
He still feels a connection for his bloodline.
For Earth. That's the thing. He still feels.
Yeah, I did kind of read over that part, because there is a, like, the panel in the official also says, now it's slightly different, but he says, now I want you to give me give some of that pride to me. So he's taking some of that pride in his Saiyan heritage.
Yeah. So this is the, you know, Goku gradually, you know, accepting his Saiyan self more, heritage, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Somebody else.
Something weird. I don't know if you guys noticed it, but for me, I can see some panels. I can see a vague line on Frieza's tail. indicating where like the point came from. Like it healed out of his old tail. Because he like it got cut, of course, by Krillin, one of his discs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at least for me, I can sometimes just
shoot, oh, like, a long yeah, movie. I see what you mean.
Yeah, right? Oh, little neat. I noticed. Yeah.
Nice. That, like, there, like, Toriyama has a lot of those small details that are very easily missed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. I feel like you can only see them if you, like, reread it or whatever. Or just, like, read like we do, where we focus a lot on the panels we're actually reading.
Also, the page earlier from, or no, this chapter earlier from where Vegeta dies, we get a glimpse of Goku's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which,
true.
Which is pretty cool. He's a Saiyan. He was the Saiyan that rebelled against Frieza before the planet was destroyed, it says.
Bardock.
So, essentially, Goku's gonna finish what his father started. He's gonna try. Unbeknownst to him, though, and Frieza.
Yeah. Also, he's yeah. like his armor was cool. Like it's way like even older model than what Vegeta was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah.
But that does mean that the armor is inspired off of Saiyans, or probably more likely they came from Frieza's army because
yeah, it was just older version of Frieza's army.
Yeah.
One thing in the brief set, because we don't get that much of Frieza versus Goku. Mm-hmm. That's probably right going now, to be no. next week. And then like maybe week after, I don't know how long this fight is. Because I have the anime perspective, so for me, if I were to translate that, this is the rest of the series.
Fun fact:
I'm assuming...
this fight, Goku versus Frieza, was the longest anime fight for a long time until Luffy and Katakuri took the throne. So
really?
until the anime for Luffy versus Katakuri came. Goku
which
versus Frieza
like
was
2016 or something? Like
no, what? No, 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 no. That's
Whole Cake
started in like 2018. 2016 okay. was 2016 was Punk Hazard. I started Dressrosa. 2017 Dressrosa still. Yeah. 2018 actually was the Zo-ish. Yeah, start of Zo, and I think
so like 2019, 2020
is when the Katakuri Luffy started.
I don't not, think no, that 20, can't be.
No,
no that can't be accurate.
No, because 2019.
Because I caught up to One Piece in 2020, and yeah. we were in Wano by that time, and I watched the anime up until the start.
Yeah,
of Wano.
I remember now yeah. that 2019 came the trailer for Wano for the anime. Since the anime had a trailer for that, which I think is crazy. So I think it was.
2018,
no, wait, I was mixing up. 2014 was Punk Hazard. 2015 was Dressrosa. 2016. 2017 is when Whole Cake started, I think. 2017,
okay, so about 2018.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
When
find yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was number one for like 30-odd years.
Yeah, 20... something like that. And then,
about
you know.
Between 20 and 30. It's a long time. Okay, yeah, but like what I was saying, like one thing I wanted to mention for this brief exchange between Frieza and Goku... We do get a small little parallel detail as mm-hmm. well between the two. So they both used the same move at one point or another during this. That move being, I don't know what the name is, but they look at something and make it explode. But they use this for two very different purposes. Goku uses it to create a grave for Vegeta.
Mm-hmm.
Frieza uses it to try and kill Goku.
Frieza's also has like the laser beams out of his eyes, but is that the
yeah.
one?
I don't yeah. know if that's I didn't see if like it was lasers to like from when I was reading, it was just like look at it and whatever over there explodes. It's
fuck off,
lasers.
Whatever that general direction.
Yeah, pretty much that. But like so they both use the same move and they use it for different purposes, which again shows yeah. the difference in characters and gives a small little parallel in a very visual sense. Which I think is very nice, and I always appreciate that, and I'll keep pointing it out when I see it.
Yeah, but, like for Goku's, I noticed it as well. Like both of them doing a similar thing. For Frieza's, I just thought he was like Kamehameha like type of beams out of his eyes, and for Goku, just looked like he was like that spot right there, yeah, blow up. He just yeah. you command the area, just blow up.
Here, yeah, Frieza Whatever. Used it on like the mountain where Goku was in.
Yep.
Or like standing on.
For sure. Whoosh. But is yeah, it really a Dragon Ball fight if there's not somebody standing in a fucking deserted place?
That makes... Yeah, fair enough.
Looking cinematic. Like that,
yeah.
But
yeah, there was no beams there. Never mind.
Yeah, also Goku doing like the Kamehameha thingy thing in the water. Well, because
the balls in the water, yeah. Yeah,
because if you realize Frieza couldn't sense ki, it was like whoop, whoop, and then just came out from behind. That was pretty clever. Mm-hmm. I like that. But also, like Goku when he was Frieza used that paralysis thing and that exploded in the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Goku, when he teleported back to the other guys, he didn't, like, say anything to them, and then didn't say anything back. It was like, it seemed like he was just, like, very locked into the fight. So he just, like, said something to himself, and just flew right back in.
He did, like, his little jumpies, and they're like, phew, that was too close, and then just went back. Just, like, nothing.
Just be like, yeah, no, this fight gonna be long.
And Piccolo was like, don't waste your time worrying about him. He's the only one holding back. And they're like, what do you mean? Where he's dead. And he's like, no, look behind you.
Because anyway, remember, Goku hasn't used the Kaioken yet.
No, not at all.
But I suspect that Frieza still has a couple things left up his sleeve.
Yeah.
But do we have anything else that we want to talk about?
No.
I thought it was nice seeing Vegeta actually be like sentimental about something.
Yeah. I have one thing I want to mention though. The fucking Chi Chi and her father just the dining, like the last panel that we see. It's kind of funny.
Yes, they don't know there is like a threat on Namek.
No, they're fighting their fuck for the fucking lives. They're on like Death Store, all of them. And Chi Chi's like, I hope Gohan is doing his homework. Like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I feel like Roshi and the others like decided, yeah, it's probably best not to tell her. She's been through enough or whatever. And you know what? I think it's fine, you know, her being oblivious until they hopefully make it back alive.
Yeah.
It would suck to break the news twice, so. Especially
like, your husband died again and your son's dead.
Yeah. You know the child you didn't want traveling.
Two for one.
Two for one.
Strike.
It's a bargain sale.
All right.
Also, one thing I think the dad genuinely knows what's going on. He's like, they're probably on the ship by home by now. I think the dad knows, like the grandfather.
Oxing maybe.
I can definitely realize it. He's a martial artist.
So is Chi Chi.
Yeah, I don't know how being a martial artist helps here, but I don't know.
I mean, he knows Roshi.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, anyway, with that, we're gonna get up out of here. With that, we say goodbye to Ryu.
Bye.
To Hut.
Peace.
I'll be your host, Ben, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.